Your weekly dispatch from the front line of the end of the world. Under the Weather. With Ella Christensen.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Weather, your weekly extreme weather and climate change report. Today is December 3rd, 2018. I'm your host, Ella Christensen. Let's start with extreme weather events. This last week has seen flash flooding in Turkey, in Greece, in Iraq, in Sydney, Australia, in Northern Ireland, in Vancouver, and across California. Extreme rainstorms hit in some of the same areas in California that suffered wildfires last month. Of course, wildfires make the landscape more prone to landslides, and indeed landslides were seen across these areas. In Italy, there were two more tornadoes last week, as well as extremely damaging hailstorms. Sandstorms in Dubai made major roads impassable. And in Alaska, in the U.S., a magnitude 7 earthquake hit Anchorage on the 1st of December. There were quite a lot of aftershocks with this earthquake, more than 40. One of the most powerful aftershocks, just minutes after the main quake, was a magnitude 5.7. Over 10,000 people were without power, many of them still are without power. There were bridge collapses and partial building collapses as well. There have been no reports of death. In Australia on Friday, thousands of school children walked out of class in protest of the government's inaction in response to climate change. Over 15,000 students participated in the protest across the country. In Melbourne, students marched through the streets, stopping traffic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said about the protests, "What we want is more learning in schools and less activism in schools." Prime Minister Morrison also tweeted that everyone wants to look at the negatives. Maybe in 30 years, people in Victoria will be able to grow mango trees in their backyards. God always has a plan, unlike science. Does God have a plan for the already millions of people with nowhere to go and no global recognition of their status as climate refugees? What is God's plan for them? While this was happening, weather extremes in Australia continued to set records and cause havoc. In Queensland last week, heat records were broken across the state. In Cairns, the all-time record was previously hit in December 1995 at 40.5 degrees Celsius. On Monday, Cairns hit 42.6 degrees. And of course, it seems we can't have a heat wave without massive wildfires. Over 10,000 people have been evacuated due to unprecedented wildfires in Queensland. Meanwhile, in Sydney on Wednesday, a crazy rainstorm brought a month's worth of rain in just 2 hours. One particularly disturbing consequence of the heat wave in Queensland is that flying foxes are dropping dead out of trees across the state, thousands of them just dropping out of the trees because it's too hot. This has happened in previous years, but this year it's been worse. Wildfire carers have been trying to save them with makeshift traveling hospitals, but of course they don't have enough resources or people, so many of the flying foxes are just being collected as carcasses. I have to report about a few more upsetting wildlife stories from the last week. Monarch butterfly numbers in North America are showing extreme decline this year. They have been declining for years, but in one monarch grove in California, it was reported that this time last year, the grove had about 12,000 butterflies. This year, they have 800. Declines in insect populations around the world has been getting a lot of attention this year. There was a very good article in the New York Times this last week titled, "The Insect Apocalypse is Here." If you want to know more about what's going on with global insect decline and why it matters, I suggest reading this article. In Scotland, which used to have the best salmon fishing in the world, some rivers have seen zero salmon caught this year. In one river this year, just 2 salmon were caught, whereas in the past, more than 700 would be caught each year. What's more, the survival rate for salmon that actually make it out to sea is now just at 3% due to warming waters and overfishing by fishing fleets. But please don't let this stop you from getting sushi takeout later today. And of course, I assume most heard about the horrific whale beachings this last week in New Zealand. First, there was the mass stranding on Stewart Island. Almost 150 pilot whales were stranded. A few days later, 51 pilot whales died on the Chatham Islands. There was also a group of 12 pygmy killer whales beached in Northland. In separate locations, a sperm whale and a pygmy sperm whale were found beached this week also. Just as a side note, the pygmy killer whale is actually a dolphin. The reason whales and dolphins strand is still unknown, but experts are pointing out that this year, New Zealand has record-breaking warm ocean temperatures. Warmer ocean temperatures could be linked to shifting movement of all kinds of ocean creatures, including the species which whales feed on. Perhaps the whales are inadvertently beaching themselves as they try to follow their prey, which is moving due to changing temperatures. I've got some more crop failures for this week. In Britain, a third of freshly planted Christmas trees have been wiped out this year due to heatwave conditions over the summer. In some parts of Europe, up to 70% of trees planted this year have died due to heatwaves. In Canada, at least 16,000 acres of potato crop have been lost due to weather conditions this year. The crops are unharvestable. Many agricultural parts of Canada this year experienced a summer that was too hot and dry, an early frost in September, and then extreme rain events which delayed or ruined harvests. Not all the damage has been assessed. The 16,000 acre number is a conservative estimate. It's likely the damage is much greater. A similar situation has been reported in potato crops in the US and parts of Europe. Shortages most likely will not affect prices immediately, but yes, this does mean that your chips and your hash browns are going to be more expensive at Sunday brunch very, very soon. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening and stay cool out there.
Whoa, yikes. Under the Weather with Ella Christensen.